Bava Basra, Perkhes, Mishnah Hay. This Mishnah will address cases where the father attempts to circumvent the laws of the Torah regarding inheritance and comes up with his own formula. In what scenarios does it work? In what scenarios does it not work? Omer, a man who says, Ish ploni bini b'chor, lo yitol pishnayim. My son so-and-so, who's a firstborn, he should not get a double portion, if he makes such a statement, or he says, Ish ploni bini, this man, my son, la'ir ashim echav, he should not inherit with the rest of his brothers, lo amar klum, what he has said is nothing, is negated, it's ineffective. Why? Shehisne amashakosav b'Torah, because he has made a condition that is contrary to what is written in the Torah. The Torah says that these firstborn gets double, and it says that all the sons divide up, so he can't exclude him from that. And the Gemara points out that even according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that when it comes to a monetary issue, one can make a condition different than the laws of the Torah, because it's between consenting adults, they can make a decision together about their money, even if it's different than what the Torah has laid out. However, that's only in a scenario because the son has the capacity to agree to a davrish of a mamon, a monetary agreement. So even if the son would agree here, however, it would not work, says the Gemara, because it's a davrish lo ba'al olam, since it has not come in, it hasn't happened yet. The inheritance hasn't happened, so the son hasn't have the ability to agree to accept something different than the law of the Torah. The Mishnah continues, Hamachalek nechasav levanav alpiv. If somebody, though, in his lifetime is dividing up his estate to his children, alpiv, based on his say-so, and what that means is that he's not saying that at the time of his death he wants it to be different. He's saying, as he's, this is understood about a case where he's a shchiv merah, he's actually on his deathbed, and the words of a shchiv merah, the words of a person on his deathbed, the Rabbanan said, has the status as if it's valid in Torah law, as if the transfer has actually happened, and therefore, since even though he's doing it only verbally, he's stating how he wants his nechasim to be divided up, not after his death, but even right now, and under the circumstance that he's dividing it up right now, near his death, he says, Riba le'echad, umiyad le'echad, he gives more to one son and less to another, and he also, let's say, takes the b'chor, the firstborn, and says he gets the same as everybody else instead of getting double. In those cases, dvarav kayamin, his words are valid, it works, because, again, he's not changing the laws of Yerusha, he's doing something that will be effective prior to his death. However, in that scenario, Vim Amar Mishum Yerusha, however, if he says that he wants it to be effective as a Yerusha, as an inheritance, not the moment before he dies, Lo Amar Klum, it's ineffective, because, again, he's trying to change the laws of Yerusha, of inheritance, then. Not only that, the Mishnah says, but Kosav, if he wrote in a document trying to give the estate to his children, Bein Batchila, whether at the beginning of the language of the document, Bein Ba'emtza, whether it's in the middle of the language of the document, Bein Basof, or in the end of the language of the document, Mishum Matana, he says he's doing it as a matana, as a gift, not as a Yerusha, Dvarv Kayam, and then it's effective, even though in another part of the language he has used the terminology of Yerusha, of inheritance, but since he's included the language of matana, of a gift, that's understood to be in his lifetime and not to be part of the inheritance process. The Mishnah now will give an alternative opinion that under certain circumstances, even within the context of Yerusha, of inheritance, a father is able to do something slightly different than the Torah. And that is, the Mishnah says that Ha'omer, somebody says, Ish ploni yirasheni, that so-and-so should inherit from me, b'makom sheyesh bas, in a scenario where there is a daughter and this other man is not related to him, he just wants to give it to him instead of giving it to his daughter, or bititi rasheni, or that my daughter should inherit me, b'makom sheyesh ben, in a scenario where she has a brother, where there's a son, lo amar klum, that doesn't work, even according to this new opinion. Shehisnel masha kasav haTorah, because he has made a condition on that which is written in the Torah that this other person does not have an ability to inherit when there's a daughter, and the daughter has no ability to inherit when there's a son. However, and this is the continuation of the same opinion, but it's stating who's stating it now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka says, however, Im Amar al Misha hu roi li Yerusha, if he were to say about somebody who is supposed to inherit, but he's not supposed to inherit all of it. He's just supposed to inherit part of it. But if, instead of saying what he normally would get in giving him more, Dev Dvarav Kayamin, that works already. Valmisha ain't a royal Arusha, but it's just when somebody who is not royal Arusha, let's say a daughter when there's a son, or somebody who's not a relative when there's a daughter, in those scenarios, ain't Dvarav Kayamin, there it doesn't work. In summation, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch's opinion is that within the framework of somebody who is supposed to inherit, but just they're not supposed to inherit the entire thing, or they're only supposed to inherit part, the father has the right to divvy out the percentages the way he wants, but somebody who is not supposed to inherit at all under that given scenario, even Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch agrees, is unable to receive inheritance different than the Torah. Mishnah continues, Hakosev es nechasev lacherim v'niach espanel. That somebody gives away their property before their death, which we said is effective. But he gives away his inheritance, his estate to others, and he leaves his sons aside, doesn't leave anything for his sons. Masha asa asui. What he has done is effective. It works. Ein ruach hachamim nochehimenu. However, the ruach hachamim, the spirit of the sages, is not pleasing. They aren't in sync with him. They aren't happy with him. This is not doing the right thing. However, Shimon Gamliel says, if his sons were not conducting themselves properly, they're not good guys, they're Rishayim, they're evil people, then we remember this man for good. He's done the right thing. It's considered a positive thing leaving those sons out. However, the Tanakhama disagreed with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and he says, in all cases, even if the sons are not good, he should not leave them out. And the reason for that is because, first of all, perhaps they will do teshuvah, perhaps they will repent, or perhaps they will have banim hauganim, they'll have good sons, and therefore the estate will go to the right people. Halacha follows the Tanakhama.